Again, thank you to everyone who has been involved in planning for and participating in today's really special service, where we've had so many languages and cultures, so many kinds of blessings as part of our worship experience today. We are truly grateful and did want to lift up a special word of praise for Rennie Orr, who worked hard on putting this bulletin together. This is truly a labor of love and a work of art. And so cherish this. It was a joy for her to do, and we are grateful to her. Received an email this week with a new and unique subject line, something I'd never seen before or thought I would that would cross my desk. The subject was the Holy Spirit and the flu. I hadn't thought to connect the movement of the Spirit with the spread of influenza in any way. But Renee over here made the link, because we both came down with it at almost the exact same time in the middle of last week. And in the midst of our experience of it, we both experienced a few agonizing, fleeting hours of miserable existential wondering if we'd reached our final hours on this earth. It was an Ash Wednesday revisited in the second week of Lent. But with the help of loved ones and good doctors and Tamiflu and the Holy Spirit, we are thankful to be resurrected somewhat this morning. You will not be able to say about my sermon that it was the longest sermon you ever heard. There is a lot going around, friends. So wash your hands all the time, especially after you cross through the greeting line at the end of the service. Be good to each other. Have hope. Spring is on the way. What I'm concerned about today is a more widespread, dangerous kind of illness going around. Illness that spring weather and antibiotics and hand washing will never cure. It's an illness of the soul that obscures clear seeing. It's a heart disease that fuels us and them political divisions and fills religious echo chambers. It's a crisis of dehumanization and distrust and fundamental loneliness that makes it all too easy for all of us to point the finger and assume the worst and call one another monsters and animals. Heard those words all too often in our country's common discourse from all over the place. Monsters and animals. That is a spiritual calamity. And it's playing out and infecting every inch of this country. It's all over this world. Heard some of it in the testimony this morning. You don't belong. Not human. That's a spiritual problem. I heard civil rights elder and icon Ruby Sales ask not long ago, are there any spiritual doctors in the land? Because a spiritual calamity needs a spiritual remedy. And a spiritual remedy is only going to have a chance if we each begin right here and ask God to renew a right spirit within us by deepening our trust in the love of God. Deepening our trust that God can restore our hope. Deepening our trust that God can show us the way out of the wilderness. Abraham and Sarah know that trust. They learn it late. Late, but not too late. And they learn it the hard way, which is really the only way. They learn it stage by stage, letting go of all they cling to, leaving everything that they think might make them secure, and even everyone. And they believe that God's promise is so strong and so right and so true in face of all the odds and counter to all the material evidence that when God says, "I am God Almighty," you, Abraham, will be the ancestor of a multiple of nations. The old man says nothing, because that is enough. That is enough. No matter that he and Sarah are in exile, no matter that Abraham is 99 and Sarah is 90, never given birth. No matter that before all this, they took matters into their own hands to create offspring, and Abraham and Hagar have a son, God will multiply those ancestors too. Because there are enough blessings in God's heart to go around. So God appears to Abraham now to promise something more. Something unimaginable. A future beyond anything he and Sarah could ever have dreamed. And by this time, Abraham's trust is so complete that all he can do is fall on his face on the ground and believe. That's the reason we followers of Jesus are just one among three major religions with our Jewish and Muslim kin who claim Abraham as our ancestor. He's the model. To us, and to each today, Abraham reminds us that the ancient promise came true, that his descendants are as countless as the constellations in the heavens above. It's true. So we believers of all countries and all languages, if we truly long to be right in spirit, that we might bring spiritual healing to the nations, might begin first by seeing each other as stars. May it be so. Amen.